So Anthony's favorite show after The Sopranos was Ray Donovan.
Right.
Loves Ray Donovan.
Yes.
So one of the actors in Ray Donovan is this actor named Frank Whaley.
Mm-hmm.
He played Van Miller, the FBI agent. If you're a Ray Donovan fan, you remember the FBI agent who mm-hmm. kept coming after Ray Donovan over and over, you know, season after season. So that's the actor Frank Whaley. So this week was the RNC, the Republican National Convention, and John Voight was speaking. So in the middle of it, Frank Whaley tweets, F John Voight. Now you know what I mean by F, right?
Right. Forget him.
Yeah, forget John Voight. On Ray Donovan, he slapped me across the face in the middle of a scene because he couldn't keep up. Then he denied doing it. He forgot about the still photographer who was on set. So there's actually a photograph of John Voight slapping Frank Whaley. So they were out of character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to know. It's hard to know if, like, John Voight was in the middle of the character and he was getting frustrated as the character, so he slapped Frank Whaley, or if John Voight, the person, slapped him. So according to Frank Whaley, it was John Voight, the person, who just hit him. And then later he was like, dude, you should apologize. And then he said, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? Apologize for what? But the problem was they had a photographer on set taking a still.
Mm.
And the guy has photographs of Frank Whaley getting slapped. And now you can go online and see them. It's like it did happen. And there's photographic proof. And John Voight is denying it.
So he was in character and he just slapped him because he forgot his lines, or it was just part of the scene, or John Voight just forgot what?
Yeah. You know, I once worked with somebody who was much older. And when it's somebody that's been doing the same thing for many years, they kind of have this cognitive slowdown a little bit. I'm not saying this is what happened with John Voight. I'm just surmising. And on a set, things happen quickly, especially a show like Ray Donovan. It's like boom, 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 boom. You know, people are talking back and forth. It's not a slow show at all. So my guess is, according to Frank Whaley, the scene was going fast, too fast for John Voight, and he was getting frustrated. So instead of just trying to keep up or say his line or ask for a cut, he just slapped Frank Whaley.
Mm-hmm. And he could have been into the role of Mickey really deep, and that's what Mickey would have done.
Which kind of makes the most sense to me. I mean, that's what I think probably happened.
Mm-hmm.
But then afterwards, why don't you say, dude, I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me, or I was really in the moment or in the character. But instead of apologizing, he denied doing it when there's photographic proof and video.
That's the latest thing now, where people do something and then they go, I didn't do it. But no, I got it on tape.
Right.
I have proof that you did say it. I didn't say that. So
right. And there's like a million people who were standing around who all saw it. Think about it. This was, you know, if this happens between you and a friend, it may just be the two of you. There was the key grips, the gaffers, the lighting, the hair people, everybody saw it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I, up until the last couple of years of our job, we didn't want to have a conversation with anybody without it being taped, because they could go back and go, I never said that. No, let's go back to the tape.
And, right.
You know, it's getting to be that bad that people just lie for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a camera going for every conversation, every interaction you have,
mm-hmm.
you know, at work. I mean, it makes me so nervous that, like, I'll get accused of doing something I didn't do or being somewhere I wasn't.
Right.
You know, so I feel like I should always have my camera going at all times.
Well,
I can just, you know, I lie. I'll be like, I'm a young filmmaker.
Well, the great thing now about an Apple Watch is you can just hit one button and it will start recording.
Really?
And the Apple Watch has really good audio. So it's really clear and nobody can even tell that you're recording. So you just reach down and hit one button and start recording. So anytime I have any type of meeting that needs to be documented, I do that.
Mm, that's smart. Do you live in a state where you can record somebody without their knowledge?
I don't know.
Oh, you should probably find that out first.
No, if it's a business thing and it's, I have to know, no, I said this, or it's my ass, I'm going to record it. You know, because
you know,
now
that's smart, especially like if you're, if you know, if you're negotiating with a client, they could say, well, you never offered me that. And you can be like, I did. And here it is.
Yeah. And that's why everything that I do with a client is either through email or through text that I can save. But if it's not, I'm going to record it.
I got to do that with my boyfriend because he's so busy, like on his iPad all the time. I'll have a conversation with him. Then 10 minutes later, he'll ask me either the same question or he'll ask me something like else. And I'm like, well, we just had this conversation a second. I just told you this. Mm-hmm. So I need to record everything. That way I can be like, let's go to the videotape.
We need
here's the instant replay of you and I talking 2.5 minutes ago.
Right. We need police body cameras at all time. So you can just go, well, hold on, rewind, and have a little camera. I have a little screen on it so you can both watch it at the same time. No, I just said this.
Think of all the things that can come in handy for. Okay, so dating, it would be great. You know, that way you can get consent.
Right.
Is it okay if I touch you here? Hang on, let me put my body cam on.
Hold on, record. Can I touch you there? Yes.
Yes, you can. You can touch me there.